ॐ नमो भगवते रामकृष्णाय नमस्कारम टू ऑल ऑफ यू टुडे इज द आई थिंक फोर्थ सेशन मॉर्निंग वी डिस्कस्ड सम आइडियाज ऑन the simple aspect of sadhana under the title naam japan kyon chhod diya, how japa becomes a easy entrance pass for a common man to enter into the field of spirituality. Otherwise it becomes so difficult to take up some of the other sadhanas and man left with the idea that I am not able to do anything. Will find it so depressing that he may lose confidence in himself. So to restore the confidence and make him believe that he is and he can walk on the path of spirituality, the simple nama japa technique was given to all, free for all. Anybody, any stage, whatever may be the state of his mind, start chanting the name of God. Karne ko kaam, lene ko naam. So as easily as we do the work, whatever work it is, the satisfaction that arises from the feeling that I have done something, that simple approachability has been brought to the spiritual practice by this nama japa marga, ishta nama japam. Anybody can chant. Fools, educated, intelligent, dullard, anybody, simply chant the name and you will have the confidence, fulfillment, satisfaction in the heart that I am also on the path to God. And slowly with that name, the Nama Ruchi, and then along with the Nama Ruchi comes the intoxication of the divine name, taking us to the final summit of divine ecstasy. There are many saints chanting the name of the Lord. They used to sing and dance, Tukaram, Namadev. Chanting Vittala, Vittala, they used to dance. Only one single name is sufficient. And uttering the name, they used to weep, they used to go into ecstatic moods. They don't require a big talk, lecture, or a scripture to read. Just one name. And the awakening of Buddhist bhakti starts with that. And bhakti is the beginning of the experience of the spiritual emotions in a very pure form. And in his inimitable style, Sri Ramakrishna says, when at the utterance of the name of Shri Hari, even once, Narada has given his explanation in the Narada Bhakti Sutras, Shandilya Bhakti Sutras are there, very intricate way of explaining, Satu, Asmin, Parama, Prema, Swarupa, etc., etc., they will explain like a pandits. But Sri Ramakrishna was not a pandit, but Paramahamsa. For pandits, Bhasha is important. And for a Paramahamsa, Bhava is important. So Bhasha and Bhava, the two distinct things in the life of a spiritual aspirant. Sri Ramakrishna says, when at the utterance of the name of Sri Hari, even once, tears start trickling through the cheeks, understand that the east has become already rosy and soon there will be the dawn and the sun will rise. This is the definition of arrival of bhakti. When at the utterance of the name of Sri Hari, even once, tears start trickling down the cheeks and the hairs on your body stand on the end, know that bhakti has already started in your life. And in the last century, he was an incomparable exhibition of that bhakti in its fullness, exploding beyond the seams of his personality. and it was so intoxicating. The very image of Sri Ramakrishna comes out as Madhuryamaya Vyaktitva, full of sweetness of bhakti. And when sweetness comes, no explanation, no argument, no theory, no lecture, nothing stands in front of it. Absolute overpowering of the sweetness of God. And Sri Ramakrishna's personality is an exhibition of that immense sweetness. Tava nama gana madhuradi madhuram. That is the line in the song of Sri Ramakrishna. Everything is sweet. There is a beautiful song in Tamil. Last time I recounted this. Amudinum iniya Sri Ramakrishna. Ho Ramakrishna, you are more sweeter than Amrita itself. The nectar is supposed to be very sweet, but your name, your whole being, it is more sweeter than the Amrita itself. Amudame un ganam, your songs, O Lord, how sweet, intoxicating they are. Amudame un namam, your nama. Morning we took Mante Pulakita Kaya. The whole body gets thrilling romanchita effect in the body. So sweet. Amudame un bhakti, Ramakrishna, what an exhibition of bhakti. Singing, weeping, dancing, going into samadhi. Wah. If you read the gospel, what a great feast it is. Is it not? Bursting with ecstatic joy. Amudame un bhaktargal. Your devotees, O Ramakrishna, how sweet they are. So the sweetness itself has taken avatara as Sri Ramakrishna. And that is the sweetness of divine ecstatic feelings emanating from Sri Ramakrishna in an uncontrollable way. The whole personality bubbling with that sweet, ecstatic, rapturous feelings of divine ecstasy. So much so that anybody who came within the radius or even near the radius of Sri Ramakrishna's personality vibration were so spellbound, mesmerized by it, that even if once, knowingly or unknowingly, they come into that field, that orbit, as we call, we have got the orbit of the earth and also the orbit of the moon, they say forever he is lost. In a humorous way, Sri Ramakrishna says, I am Nagaraj, King Cobra. Once if I bite, once for all, you are gone. And brought the notebook because the points are so beautiful, I don't want to miss it. And it stirs the emotion like anything. So Sri Ramakrishna's personality, exuding that divine fragrance of sweetness all over. Now it is spreading in different parts of the world. And that is the essence, the core of his whole being. The divine feelings coming out in one of the most sweetest way. When I met a lady, an American lady in the Vishakhapatnam library, I asked, how did you started liking him? One of the sweetest and the purest light in the world. She told, the sweetest and the purest light in the world. And nothing could be done. We became an instant victim of Sri Ramakrishna the moment we read about him. So the enchanting power of Sri Ramakrishna is nothing but the Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram aspect blowing out in its fullness through Sri Ramakrishna's body, mind, sense organs, through his talks, through his gaze, through his thoughts, through his songs. So, madhuradipater, sakalam madhuram, akhilam madhuram. Like Sri Krishna in Ramakrishna, who himself had a part of Sri Krishna and part of Rama. But one benefit of Sri Ramakrishna is non-diabetic. sweetener. He had that sweetness which will not cause the diabetes. You know what is spiritual diabetics? When you become a fundamentalist, so my religion alone is true, my God alone is true, then you have got spiritual diabetics. But Sri Ramakrishna was a sweetener beyond comparison. And Swami Vivekananda's brother, Mahendranath Datta, who had also met Sri Ramakrishna, remarks, knowingly or unknowingly, Sri Ramakrishna used to exude that fragrance. As it is so natural for us to sweat, and the sweat coming out through the pores of our body, Sri Ramakrishna used to sweat divine, holy, godly feelings. And as he used to get into that mood, Mahendranath Datta says, it will be impossible for anybody to resist the force of that sweetness. As you go near the Ganges, in spite of the hot, sultry climate, as you approach the banks of the Ganges, the tender, cooling breeze will give a soothing sensation to our body. Similarly, anybody afflicted with worldly worries, torments, moment they approach Sri Ramakrishna, everything drops. And a sort of fulfilling, satisfying, own experience beyond the description of that man, not understood by him, that divine feeling overpowers his mind. He is let free like a leaf floating on the flowing waters of a river. And that man enjoys for the time being the holy presence and the divine radiations emanating from the personality of Sri Ramakrishna. And once it has taken place, Mahendranath Datta says, never in life that man will forget that experience or forget Sri Ramakrishna. Such was the effect of his personality. He says, he came as a divine dispenser. Like we have got water dispenser in airports and other places, sometimes Nescafe dispenser is there. Go and just press the button and the hot coffee will come out. So Sri Ramakrishna came serving this divine holy feelings to one and all, cooking hundreds of divine delicacies, spiritual delicacies, and like a compassionate mother feeding whoever comes with that spiritual hunger according to the taste, need and the capacity for them to digest. Such powerful effect his personality brought out. It is said that like taking a substance or an item or a material and handing over to another man in hand, Sri Ramakrishna could give spirituality to another person. And the receiver tangibly felt that something very concrete, solid, positive has entered inside him. And for all practical purposes, Sri Ramakrishna used to cover himself with a blanket which was invisible to others. Even for us, it is not visible. They say, when you look at him, he looks like an ordinary common man. Is it not? But as you go on looking at him, he ceases to be a common man and he comes out as an uncommon god among all the gods. When you look at him, Mahendranath Datta says, with little peppered beard, stuttering in his talk, grandfatherly look, and one angavastra on the body, he is like an ordinary village mukhya, a village man. Everything is so concealed, but raging fire cannot be covered by a cotton cloth. And now and then the blanket, the look of an ordinary man which Sri Ramakrishna used to wrap up on his personality used to drop down, and all its fullness, spiritual radiance will emerge out, and it will mesmerize the people who are within that radius. One day Sri Ramakrishna had come for the satsanga in the house of Ramachandra Datta. How these life incidents, these are all beyond the ranges of gospel and the life history of Sri Ramakrishna. There was a satsang arranged in the house of Ramachandra Datta. In the same place, a man whose son was afflicted with typhoid, he was coming out to purchase medicine for his son. He thought, if I go through the normal route, it will take a long time, so he wanted to take a shortcut. And what a cut it became. Lifelong it became such a route for divinity that he could not forget Sri Ramakrishna. He took a shortcut, and as he was passing through Ramchandra Datta's house, he saw people in a very happy, joyful mood, talking among themselves, laughing, making fun, and they were all seated on benches. He was an unknown stranger. Sometimes we go through the road and suddenly we find there is a pandal, people are drinking cool drinks and other things, and so many things are going on. Out of curiosity, we ask, what is happening here? They may say there is a meeting or a prize distribution function or some such festivals are going on. As he was talking, he asked, what is the speciality today? One among the group of listeners, they told, oh, you don't know. Paramahamsa from Dakshineshwar, he has come. Is it so? And the house was packed. Paramahamsa, what is that? Who is he? You don't know Ramakrishna Paramahamsa? No. You can see that man sitting on the carpet in front of all. And before they could finish the answer, this man wanted to have a full darshan. And he went round the room where the window was near Sri Ramakrishna. Just he started peeping inside. And Mahendranath Datta says, at that moment, the divine effulgence of Sri Ramakrishna started oozing out of his body. That is where, when he used to go into that ecstatic mood, till that time he will be sitting like an ordinary man, and when the bhava comes, like a vessel overflowing with water, it used to overflow out of the personality of Sri Ramakrishna. And he says it will first cover the people who are sitting near him. That in it will cover the whole room. And sometimes, like the tongues of the fire, Ramakrishna's spiritual radiance will move out of the windows and the entrance. And sometimes the whole building will start vibrating with that rapturous sentiments of spiritual ecstasy. And this man, as he just peeped inside the window, like the flame of the fire, the Sri Ramakrishna's spiritual sentiments, they came out and touched this man. Instantly he lost his self-possession. Utterly forgetting for what purpose he came, he went inside and sat. He came with the prescription to purchase medicine for his son. And it was already 6 o'clock. He thought within half an hour he has taken a shortcut, he will purchase the medicine and go back and give the medicine to the son so that he will recoup. But fellow forgot moment Sri Ramakrishna's divine radiance touched him. Mahendranath Datta calls this as an effluvium. He says something like a ojas or tejas, some light used to come out, and most of them used to feel it and they used to talk. Could you see at that particular moment the whole thing came out of Sri Ramakrishna's body? And when it will touch anybody, they will forget that they are male, female, they are Hindu, Muslim. Everything will be forgotten and they will get identified with the divine feeling and ultimately go into the very center from where the whole thing used to flow out. So Sri Ramakrishna, the crowd and everything will become whole one. That is how the Ramakrishna movement is going on, with devotees belonging to different sections, different castes, different languages, different status. Moment they enter the campus, all become one with Sri Ramakrishna. Nobody is big, nobody is small, nobody is great, nobody is unimportant. So this man attended the satsanga. And after the satsanga, 2-3 hours it went on. Everybody went to the first floor to take prasad. He was a stranger. In those days, normally strangers will not take food in others' houses. Even now, uninvited, without being called, But such was the identification with the divine spirit, he did not feel any hesitation, along with all possessed by something unknown to him. He also went, took prasad, came out, and he looked at the time, 11 o'clock night. Then he kept the hand on the head and said, "Oh my God, what has happened to me? I came to purchase medicine for my son. I wanted to meet the Iharoga Vaidya. But he took a shortcut on the way. Fortunately for him, he met the Bhavaroga Vaidya. And what a medicine he got. Ramakrishna Prasada. The whole man changed. His life changed. His thought currents changed. Everything changed. And that man became a great devotee of Sri Ramakrishna. No instruction, no mantra diksha, nothing. The mere Ramakrishna Sannidhya enacted these miraculous incidents again and again during his lifetime. The vibrating effect of Sri Ramakrishna's tangible spirituality, the very presence, they say, used to fill the atmosphere with spirituality. Moment you go near him, gone. There was another man, Bihari Ghosh. He was a great drunkard. One day he met Ramchandra Datta, and Ramchandra Datta sarcastically asked, "Where are you going?" "Oh, you don't know." "You know." Then he told, "I am going to get bottles. If you spend your salary for these bottles, how are you going to get food?" And this man replied, "Food? Who talks about food? My salary is not sufficient for getting the bottles. Who is talking about food? You are thinking about food. I have forgotten food long before." And in a teasing way, Ramchandra Datta told, "On that particular day, if you come, I will give you luchi and alu masala." This fellow became tempted. He told, "Is it so? Really?" "Oh, like, yes." Then he told, "Then something will stick into my stomach, and then it will be easy for me to get more booze out of the bottle." And daily, as he will be going to his office, he will ask, "Ramchandra, when is Paramahamsa coming?" Already the attack started. He has not met Sri Ramakrishna. The very mentioning of the fact that Paramahamsa will come, it has triggered the reaction, the spiritual vibration. After a few days, the satsanga started. And this fellow had forgotten, but the Paramahamsa's thought was on his mind. And suddenly he remembered, "Ay, Ramchandra Datta, what happened? What happened? Today is a day." And by the time he came, it was almost getting late and satsang was getting over. And Sri Ramakrishna was on the main hall and food was to be brought to him. They were all going about to take food. And this fellow also ran to the, about to run to the first floor to take food. Somebody caught hold of him. "Make one pranam to Paramahamsa, na?" Because he was so mad after food. That is the unquestioning grace of Sri Ramakrishna. Ahetuka daya sindhu. How these things happen, it's beyond our understanding and description. There are two types of intoxication. This fellow is also intoxicated, and another man, Sri Ramakrishna, also is intoxicated. He used to tell, "Surapan kurinami sudharaskai." "I don't drink liquor. I drink the Kali Nam rasa, not the tadi ras." People who have drunk, they say, "I am drunk, but I am not drunk, but I have taken the intoxicating liquor of Kali Namarasa." So Sri Ramakrishna in the divine ecstasy was sitting on the carpet, and just before going, he went and touched like this. Not even full pranam. And Mahendranath Datta says, "Oh," at that moment, few seconds, Sri Ramakrishna's personality started emanating those divine vibrations. And this man fell into that orbit, and the radiation touched him also. He went to first floor. He didn't even bother to look at Sri Ramakrishna. Just we make namaskarsana in the Hindi cinemas, you can see, just like that. Sometimes they won't even bend fully. Like that, he didn't, went away. Took prasad and went away. Did not even bother to see who is that Paramahamsa, whose name we had satsang. And then, why he is so important, what was so special about him. After the touch of Sri Ramakrishna, though he didn't give up the drinking habits, because to give up the intoxicating effect of the drink, it's not so easy. But now another intoxication had slowly entered. In due course, slowly, slowly, he reduced the drinking and he stopped drinking. And by that time he stopped drinking, he was transferred to Nagpur. He was working in Bengal-Nagpur Railways. In those days, this Bengal-Nagpur Railways was very famous. And before going, he went on asking, when Paramahamsa will come next? When Paramahamsa will come next? What happened to him, he doesn't know. The drinking has stopped, but inside the mind, the seed has been sown in a very, very invisible way. He went to Nagpur because he couldn't meet Sri Ramakrishna. And after a few years came back, and the lingering effect of that intoxication started the moment he arrived at Simla. But by that time he returned, many of these elders who were there, they all had died. And he found nobody from the old group. Then he went on asking that previously, long before, one Paramahamsa was there, na? Well, yes, what happened? That day I came to eat luchi and alu masala, and that is okay. Now what do you want? Now where is that Paramahamsa? Paramahamsa, yes, passed away. He also has attained Mahas. Moment he heard, uncontrollable shock went through him. Profuse torrential tears started pouring out from his eyes. Then he goes to Mahendranath Datta and he told, oh my God, who was that Paramahamsa? What a man he was. What he has done to me, I could not understand. That 1 second when I made pranam, what love he poured into my heart. Oh, that unquenchable intoxication. I am unable to get out of it. I don't like anything in this world. Last 5 years, I have been struggling with my work. And I have come to see Paramahamsa. And I hear Paramahamsa has already gone away. Brother, he told Mahendranath, please, Hare Bhai, go on talking to me about Paramahamsa. Otherwise, I will go mad. Because everything is so bitter, so distasteful. I am unable to live. That Premarupa Sri Ramakrishna, can you talk about him? Mahendranath Datta was stunned. Fellow came to take alu masala and luchi, and along with that alu masala, the Ramakrishna bhakti masala, it went inside him. And unknowing to himself, that intoxicating nectar, it brought such a change that he became an ardent devotee, and beating his head he told, oh, aisa amulya ratan khoya, aisa amulya ratan khoya, pagal, luchi aur alu dam ke piche gaya, bhagavan ko khoya. So that is how Sri Ramakrishna captures and captivates the hearts of devotees. That is a speciality of this avatara. And after a few years, this man built a beautiful temple for Sri Ramakrishna in those days. Even before Vivekananda went to America and proclaimed the glory of Sri Ramakrishna, this man had already built the temple. So this age, Sri Ramakrishna has made the path so easy for everyone to walk. That he does by himself voluntarily, consciously, with great compassion and feeling, distributing this eligibility certificates to all people, whether they know or not. You are eligible, come on, take it. Because we don't know what is our eligibility or qualification, But God could recognize and immediately says, here is the right person. Come on, put it inside. It will work out. Because in Kali Yuga, the mind is so much attached to body that to get God consciousness is not so easy. Though Sri Ramakrishna says, in this age, even little spiritual practice will take us near God. But to do that little practice, it is not so easy. You see how mobile phone comes and obstructs? Is it not? Even when you want to think of God, you want to have a conversation during meditation, the mobile will ring. And when you want to hold the feet of the God with 2 feet, suddenly one hand will go into the pocket to take the mobile. Sri Ramakrishna, in his inimitable style, has come this age distributing vitaranam, like prasada viniyoga. He has come to give in the spiritual prasada to all. And that is how this man, whether he is qualified or not, eligible or not, knowing or not, the power of Sri Ramakrishna's spiritual radiance, most of our cases also it is like that, is it not? If you put the question, everybody will tell, I came to Sri Ramakrishna like this, like that. But if you really think, you will find iron can never come to magnet. Because iron doesn't have the power of attraction. It simply stays, magnet attracts. So we all came to Sri Ramakrishna attracted by the spiritual vibration and the spiritual radiation. The ecstatic divine fervor in Sri Ramakrishna attracted us. Somewhere, sometime, knowingly or unknowingly, we must have clapped our hands and sung some bhajans, chanted some stotras, must have taken prasad somewhere. So all this effect, slowly as the rust is removed from the iron filings, Lord says, come on. Here also many people come and go. Last time I was in Bombay, after the Golden Jubilee function was over, extra khichdi prasad was there. I was standing outside the gate and 2 gentlemen with their wife, prasad de rahe hai kya? Bola, haan, khichdi prasad na, bahut badhiya lagta hai ashram ka. And every year we come and take. I told you, it is not simply khichdi. Something else is going inside. Vashikarana mantra is going inside. So we like this ashram. It's such a holy, wonderful Bombay car center. So can we go? Well, not only go, you take the whole plate and eat and go. So Sri Ramakrishna conquering the hearts of people, where politicians are struggling to catch the seats here and there, all over the state, Sri Ramakrishna has booked his seats. Another few years, whole India will be bubbling with one single unifying thought of Ramakrishna. That is how the Indian unity is going to be built. And this exuding of spiritual rays of Sri Ramakrishna, when it came out, it never distinguished between high, low, man, woman, Hindu, Muslim, or Brahmin or a Shudra. Anybody coming inside that fold, he will fall a victim. Like any amount of moths coming within the field of the light of the flame will be caught by the flame and it has to die. One day Sri Ramakrishna was coming on a horse carriage. It was a place called Girotola. And it was evening 5 or 6 o'clock. The twilight has already set in. And suddenly he heard a voice. Ya Khuda, Ya Allah, Ya Pritam Pyare, Aja, Aja, like that. And as the coach was running, and as the shout was going on, suddenly Sri Ramakrishna got into the carriage. The whole hair stood on the hand, and tears started flowing. Jumped out of the horse carriage. He ran to the Muslim who was praying, Ya Allah, Ya Khuda, Mere, Pritam Pyare, Avo Pyare, Avo Pyare, like that. He was torrential, tears were flowing. Sri Ramakrishna went and in a tight grip embraced him, and both of them embraced each other and went on shedding ecstatic tears. And after a few minutes, the Muslim understood, Ya Khuda, Ya Allah, Pritam Pyare had come and embraced him. And the whole face was beaming with indescribable joy. And Sri Ramakrishna also was beaming with joy. And the man who was driving the horse carriage was shell-shocked. My God, what has happened? What is this Deva Durlabha Drishya? A Hindu Paramahamsa. Somebody told, Sri Ramakrishna is the cosmic answer. for earnest spiritual inquiry anywhere in the world. If anybody anywhere in the world earnestly calls on God, Sri Ramakrishna says, he is calling me. Immediately he goes. And it was an indescribable scene, Hindu and Muslim. Both of them lovers, divine lovers of God, embracing each other, throat choked, they could not talk, but the tears of love, it was flowing on the face of both, and after a few minutes, Sri Ramakrishna giving the Adhyatmika Vinayoga comes out of the hold of the Muslim and takes onto the horse carriage. And the driver in the horse carriage was just looking at Sri Ramakrishna. My God, what has taken in front of my eyes? Never in my life I have seen, and I don't hope I will see it ever in my life. So distributing the divine feelings, spiritual feelings, is part of Sri Ramakrishna's personality. That is why many times when people come to the ashrama, they will say, we don't know, just we entered, we sat there, some bhajans were going on, sometimes they will say some talk was going on. Today two young girls came, you must have seen. And I thought, why did you sit there? Did you not feel bored? No, suddenly we felt so attracted, that is why we sat. So the ashrama, the shrine, the thought currents, the food, the atmosphere, everything is so soaked with the Sri Ramakrishna's ecstatic divine life. Qazi Nazrul, in his famous song about Sri Ramakrishna, Loho Pranam, Loho Namaskar, he says, different mansions are created bearing the name of Sri Ramakrishna all over the world. And all the buildings are painted with prema ranga. Tava nama maka prema niketone bhoreya chetai trishamshar. Oh Lord, what an amount of divine love you released all over this world. Everywhere I find buildings. And what sort of buildings? Tava nama maka. All the buildings are painted with your name of divine ecstatic love. That is a Ramakrishna mission. Tava nama maka prema niketan. This is all prema niketan. It is not prema for anybody. It is prema for the Supreme God. Whether it is a Hindu God, Islamic God, Christian God, Zoroastrian God, any God. That is why in the Ramakrishna mat, you have got Hindu sannyasi, Muslim sannyasi, Christian sannyasi, Japanese, French, German. All are there. When you look at him, he looks like Sri Ramakrishna, an ordinary Indian villager. But as you go on looking at him, the dramatic transformation takes place. One day, as Sri Ramakrishna was going to the Panchavati, carrying the pot of water to attend the nature's call, he tells to Ramchandra, Ramchandra, mother showed me that one Christian is going to come here. A lover of Jesus is going to come here. And they were all surprised how Sri Ramakrishna could understand that somebody is going to come. And Sri Ramakrishna says, mother has shown me. And exactly after half an hour, he comes. I am forgetting his name. You know the name of that man? Prabhudayal. Prabhudayal comes. He had a vision of great people. And somehow he came to understand that one of the great men whose face he has seen is in Dakshineshwar. He comes in a Christian dress, wearing pant, shirt. As soon as he meets Sri Ramakrishna, immediately he drops down his pants. And inside the pant, Sri Ramakrishna saw he was wearing a Gerua Kaupinam. He told, I am a sannyasi inside and I have been waiting for you. And he turned to spiritual life because during the marriage of his brother, the whole pandal collapsed. And in the pandal itself, his brother and the wife who were to be married all were burned to death. So that scene etched in his memory brought so much of vairagya, he renounced and took to sannyasa. And he comes to meet Sri Ramakrishna. He says, after that, I saw three faces. And of that, one face was yours. And I saw four spiritual personalities guarding India. And he says, in Bombay, there is Tukaram. In Kashmir, there is Robert Michael. And here, in the Bengal, Sri Ramakrishna is guarding India. And after a few minutes of conversation, suddenly Prabhudayal starts weeping. For his astonishment, he saw Sri Ramakrishna disappeared in front of him. And there his beloved Jesus Christ was sitting. Uncontrollable tears of devotion flowed out from his eyes, and after a few minutes he comes out. And Swami Vivekananda, who was there, very clever as he was, he took everything out from his stomach. What happened? Why did you weep? What happened in between you and Sri Ramakrishna? And Prabhudayal went on telling, and then he told, when I met Sri Ramakrishna after a few minutes, something happened. Oh, indescribable love. What a beauty that love showed to me. The most beautiful body of a beautiful woman seemed to be a vulgar gutter pit in front of the beautiful love of Sri Ramakrishna. He says, Sundari Narir Tanu Tuccha Holo Prabhur Premer Shamne. Sri Vivekananda was surprised. And what did you see? I saw there is no Sri Ramakrishna. It was my own Lord Jesus Christ who was sitting. Then Vivekananda, the ever doubting man, got one conviction. Oh, that was one of the hint for Vivekananda, that Sri Ramakrishna was an avatara. Who has come to distribute this divine prasada irrespective of caste, religion, language, or any barrier. So much so that even the gender feelings used to disappear in front of the radiating spiritual power of Sri Ramakrishna. One day Sri Ramakrishna has gone to the house of Surendra Mitra. That is, his nature is constantly going on giving this divine, holy, godly sentiments to others. Moment you go there, you will be infected with the divine feeling, so contagious that Sri Ramakrishna is a spiritually contagious person. If you go, you will be infected with spirituality. Otherwise, there is something wrong inside you. He has gone to Surendra Mitra's house. And in those days, the houses were built in such a style that women can see what is happening in the main hall, and they can see the men folks also. But men cannot see women. It's an inner house, inner apartments were built like that. So Sri Ramakrishna goes, and he, as usual, bhajan, satsang, and everybody is immersed in that indescribable joy. And after a few minutes, they serve food to Sri Ramakrishna. And Sri Ramakrishna sits. And in that mood also, he is continuing talking. Oh, those were the days. What amazing days. I never remembered when day came and when night went off. The eyes refused to wink. It was like a cyclone going on above my head. And I could not behave like a gentleman also. It looked as if I had no culture. I didn't look like a cultured man. Clothes used to slip off my body in front of all. But nowadays, I have improved a lot. I have controlled myself. Now I have become little bhadra. Bhadra means now I have become little cultured and a man of society and well-behaved now. By that time, like that, all ladies started laughing. And he had taken one or two handfuls of the food. Tell, why you are laughing? No, how gentleman you are looking, how cultural you have become. Now we are understanding how you have become a man of the society. Well, is it so? Now look, where are your clothes? Sri Ramakrishna had kept all his clothes here and he was taking food like this. Oh, mama, what has happened to me? Still I have lost my old nature. Then started wearing the clothes. Then those ladies told, Prabhu, For you, all these things are not necessary. We don't feel anything. You be as you are, Paramahamsa Deva. You be as you are. The atmosphere is so charged. The man who saw the incident, he says, when Sri Ramakrishna spoke those words, no man or no woman ever felt that they were inside the body. They were all identified with the spiritual nature of Sri Ramakrishna. He says, not one of us felt anything. An elderly man without any clothes in front of men and women taking food and not an inkling of vulgarity entering there. Then, so that was the splendorous nature of the Almighty Soul exhibiting itself in its full power beyond the gender feelings, beyond body, mind and thoughts. And Sri Ramakrishna was soaring in that rapturous mood of spirituality. The whole building was radiating that. And all these people, they didn't even remember that Sri Ramakrishna was without clothes. They say when Sri Ramakrishna, when he was 8 or 7 years old, sometime he used to steal the butter and run naked. And the gopis will be chasing without even feeling that he is an elderly boy running. So much of spiritual radiance was there from the personality of Sri Krishna that their minds were lifted beyond the realm of this mundane world. Another author remarks, Sri Krishna played this game again with gopis. When they were taking bath, he stole all their clothes to lift them above the body-mind level. But Sri Ramakrishna did not steal anybody's clothes. The all-compassionate Lord removed his clothes and told, come on, look at this naked Parabrahman. Shiva, the Digambara, is always naked because perfect Kama Samhara. In front of the naked Shiva Digambara, nobody will feel that he is a body. Kama, Gandha, Heena, Vatavaran, they say, not even the smell of Kama is there. It is a Prema, Gandha, Yukta, Vatavaran, filled with divine, ecstatic bhakti of God. So Sri Ramakrishna, the very presence is dispensing, distributing and giving to all the divine feelings. Those who imbibe, those who took that, they are all very lucky. Without having known that, it comes and attacks them and it occupies their mind. It is like the hot winds called Lu in Rajasthan. I don't know whether you have experienced Lu. To save oneself from the Lu, the Rajasthanis will tie a turban covering the ears. Swamiji learned the art of tying the turban from Ajit Singh Raja. So that when he was walking during the Parivrajaka days, the hot wind will not affect through the ears. Moment it enters the ear, you will fall sick. I didn't believe it. I was in the K3 ashrama. The door was there and my room was here. That was the place where Swami Vivekananda lived. In that room, Swamiji lived. Postman came at 2 o'clock. Without wearing a banyan or shirt, I went out. Just this much distance. I took the letters from his hand, closed the door and came to my room. Within half an hour, I fell sick because hot winds were blowing. Such is the powerful effect of the winds. Similarly, Sri Ramakrishna's presence, one thought, one word, one look, it can trigger so much of spiritual emotions that unknowingly people will get it. It's not only in the case of believers, in the case of non-believers also, it happened with one scene. I will close it because this is such an enchanting topic. In Tamil Nadu, I spoke on this topic for 2 hours and nobody will understand the time has gone. And this time I came without much preparation. As you go into the details, the description of Sri Ramakrishna, his behavior, his gestures, everything will keep us so spellbound as if for 2 hours we are meditating on Sri Ramakrishna himself. The whole mind will be occupied with Sri Ramakrishna and his spiritual radiation that after some time also we will find the thoughts again and again surging forth inside our mind like waves. Dr. Mahendralal Salkar, who was rooted in the scientific investigative tendencies of the mind, never accepted Sri Ramakrishna's behavior and his spiritual realization and ecstasies and other things. Once he put his hand on the eyeball of Sri Ramakrishna and rubbed to see whether Sri Ramakrishna is acting or is really in samadhi. And after a long time, he refused to really accept Sri Ramakrishna. But somehow, the disease The spiritual disease or spiritual whatever you call, it is so contagious, within few days of contact, Dr. Sarkar already became a victim of Sri Ramakrishna's contagious spirituality. Day and night he started thinking about him, but then he will be criticizing him, scolding him. And ultimately during the last stages of life, one day he told, oh, I have to warn you, be careful. Don't go on talking like this, the throat cancer will increase. And he will be talking for 1 hour with him. Somebody asked, will it not now increase? No, with me if he talks, it's okay. But he should not talk with others because it's very risky and it's dangerous for the throat. Few days as the disease aggravated, Master Mahashaya was sent to fetch Mahendralal Sarkar. Mahendralal Sarkar says, all of you are worshipping him as God, this thing, that thing, but somehow I don't accept all. It is science doesn't accept all these things. It's all, you are all very, very emotional and very sentimental and I don't like all these things. Steady, rational, logical, and you should all be thinking, man, educated, English educated people, you behave all in such a stupid way. But while coming, he says, but something has happened to me, this Paramahamsa, what he has done, I don't know. Yesterday night, I could not sleep at all. Whole night, morning, evening, Paramahamsa, Paramahamsa, Paramahamsa. I am thinking whether I am also going mad like him. He is already looking like a madcap to some extent. I think association is creating problem in my mind also. So he comes and brings the medicine because it has aggravated. And when he came, Sri Ramakrishna was lying on the bed, severely afflicted with cancer, agonizing pain. One day night before, he tells to Narendranath, as if somebody is hitting my throat with 1,000 swords. Gom, gom, korche, bhitare. It's a new book is coming, the final chapter of Sri Ramakrishna's life. When you read, oh, you cannot weeping. Terrific scenes are depicted in that. Sri Ramakrishna says, as if somebody is hitting my throat with 1,000 sickles. And with so much of pain and agony, Sri Ramakrishna is lying like that. And Mahendralal Sarkar enters the room. He talks with Sri Ramakrishna and gives the medicine. Don't talk too much. Then he says, can I hear one song? And the Tampura Shruti starts. Narendranath sings, Ho Hari, what a lovely name you have got. Hey, Deenadayala Prabhu, intoxicating is your nature. And the waves of surging music fills the whole room. And everybody is enchanted. And Sri Ramakrishna is just smiling on the bed with agonizing pain, afflicted with cancer, and the divine music coming out of Narendranath's throat. And the song ended. The whole room was filled with silence. Again, the Tampura started and Narendranath started singing. And Mahendralal Sarkar is watching one by one from the corner of the eyes. The scientific outlook man, he was watching. Ho mother, make me mad with your ecstatic love. De ma amai pagal kore. Ma mujhe pagal bana do. As the music started reverberating inside the room, indescribable waves of divine ecstasy rose in the minds of everybody. Suddenly, Vijayakrishna Goswami jumped up from his seat and the dhoti fell down. Torrents of tears poured from Sri Ramakrishna's eyes. Oh, mother, make me mad. Oh, mother, make me mad. And in a divine ecstasy, the man whose throat was being cut by 1,000 sickles danced in spiritual ecstasy and rhapsody. And the whole room totally charged like a battery emanating its rays. And Vivekananda went on singing his melodious music. Ramakrishna in the divine rapture as a dance. The whole room was charged with spirituality. Latu Maharaj was flat on the ground like a dead log of wood. Somebody was weeping. Somebody was laughing. Narendranath was singing and Sri Ramakrishna dancing. Oh, indescribable scene. And Mahendralal Sarkar stood like a statue, unable to control himself, got up from the seat, and torrents of tear went on pouring from the eyes of Dr. Mahendralal Sarkar. And as the divine music slowly subsided, it looked as if the whole room was filled with a group of mad people lost in something indescribable. And the room and the building was vibrating with spiritual vibrations and ecstasy. And the song ended. Nobody could control their feeling, and the effect was going on like the hangover from the jet lag. Sri Ramakrishna fell onto the bed. Everybody was stunned. Just a few minutes before, he was there with agonizing pain. Suddenly started jumping and dancing in divine madness for mother. Again, he has put on the cloak of an ordinary man. Put the chadar. I am an ordinary man now. Who will believe you, Ramakrishna? The politician that you are. One moment you were in dancing in the madness of divine mother. Next moment you are behaving like an ordinary man. And then slowly he turned, smilingly asked, what an awareness, what self-possession, what self-control. Doctor, what does your science say about this ecstasy and divine madness? See, with all this deep divine ecstasy and the enrapturous mood, Sri Ramakrishna never lost track. He knew Mahendala Sarkar did not believe, but he gave him one test. And Mahendralal Sarkar found he could not wipe out the pouring tears on his cheeks. When everybody is having this experience, I also could not control myself. He also had that experience. Now he cannot deny any amount of exposition could not do that Ramakrishna did with one experience. And Mahendralal Sarkar, with tears streaming, he told, when everybody is having this experience, how can I deny this? By that time, Girish Chandra Ghosh arrived on the scene. Moshai, we all look upon him like God. That much you should not go. Don't go to that extreme. He's a very good man, nice man. Don't spoil his head. He may become crack. Don't go on telling he's God. He's a good man. He's a spiritual. Why do you go on claiming that he's God and God? Don't spoil the balance of his mind. He may lose his head. And Mahendralal Sarkar told, Girish Chandra Ghosh became furious. Doctor Moshai Mahendralal Sarkar, what are you talking? This man who took me across the Bhava Samsara, who killed my Samshaya Rakshasa, if I cannot call him as God, what other terminology can you give to me with which I can call him? Doctor, even his excreta is like an ecstatic prasad for me. His mala does not look like a mala for me. What can I talk about this Sri Ramakrishna, who was Purna Amritamaya Purusha, giving to all, everybody, without any discrimination, this godly knowledge, godly feeling, and the divine experiences. Such is the nature of Sri Ramakrishna, who came to give this divinity, dispensing divinity to all, irrespective of our eligibility, like a mother who doesn't care whether you have failed in the examination, whether you have got gold medal in your graduation, she does not bother. Everybody she gives equally with that incomparable love. In the same way, Sri Ramakrishna is there. Whoever comes to him, he himself is, come on, take it. You are eligible. No. Now you will not understand. After some time, you will understand. And once we take Ramakrishna Prasada, there are so many prasadas, but Ramakrishna Prasada is something supreme, and once we take it, forever we are his. And that is the special act of Kali Yuga Avatara. In previous avatars, they did samhara, but in this avatara, Sri Ramakrishna is giving Adhyatmika Prasada Viniyoga. Come on, go on, take it. Go on taking it. So that embodiment of spiritual ecstasy and joy, the dispenser of divinity, Sri Ramakrishna, may the bee of our mind be ever engrossed and enraptured in the divine madhu of your lotus feet. Jai Ramakrishna. Again, I am making an announcement regarding Haripada Ashrama. Whoever wants to help, they can collect the pamphlets from me. After Arati, I will come out. Jai Ramakrishna. Mangalam Bhavatu.